I'm sitting here behind a behind some toilets at Village Green, and I'm joined by Whom by Fire, who've just played a rather excellent gig on the Perform stage. How was it for you?
It felt like a constant battle, actually, like throughout the set, because the sound was a bit weird, but I felt that it went pretty okay, but I think we were a bit noisier than most of the other bands, but it sounds like I can hope it's only on now, actually.
That'd be the asylum.
Well, Liza, Dan and Elliot here. Now, I was just saying, last time I saw you guys live, Elliot only did a little bit of percussion on one of the songs, and now it seems as though you're kind of a fully fledged member.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. Generally, I just, getting the cymbal gave me more power, I think, really, to take over and, you know, take the stage and generally play as much as I can until they tell me to stop.
Excellent. Now, also, if I remember correctly, you released a few singles. Was that last year? That was, there was three, is that?
There was two singles that came out, Emperor's Clothes and Rope was the other single. Emperor's Clothes got played on Radio 1, but more importantly, Phoenix FM. And we're working on some more recordings at the moment.
So. Well, I was going to say, are you going to be an album at some point, or...?
Yeah, absolutely. We're working towards like getting an album together at the moment.
So. Cool. And you've also been doing quite a lot of gigs up in London at the moment. You've been doing some residencies up there, and how are you finding it playing up in London?
It's pretty good. It's encouraging to have like one regular place that we play at every month. It's a really cool little place in Camden, Spiritual Bar, and it's always a bit different, and it's always pretty busy and crazy. You never really know what you're gonna get that night, and it's always a good chance to just really jam out a lot of our songs that maybe we've been playing around with a little bit, and just thought, right, let's just do it at Spiritual, because it's a safe kind of environment, even though I've sort of portrayed it as a not very safe place, but yeah, it is.
It's the smallest stage in London, definitely.
Yeah.
Which makes it fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm noticing some of the songs today that I've heard over the last couple of years or so, they definitely, you know, they change and they kind of evolve, and is that the kind of a natural process? They just evolve over the more you play them, kind of change it around our bits.
I mean, there's definitely songs that we've got that we haven't touched. I mean, they literally have been how we've rehearsed them, and that is it for like, you know, a couple of years. But definitely there's some that definitely evolve, because we need them to sometimes.
I think as well, like, we've a lot of our songs suit more of a full band, so we've had to try and create a sound that fits with the music that we're trying to play, and it's quite difficult doing that as a three piece, and like, we are really an acoustic act, but you know, we try and create quite a disgusting sound with the instruments that we make.
Cause I think the very first time I saw you, you were a four piece. This was a few years ago now. So the lineup keeps evolving and changing, and you know, at the moment with the kind of three of you, do you think you've kind of found that play, you know, that will continue being as it is with the three of you?
I think so. We're trying to gradually phase out Eliza, but
yeah, it's a natural development.
Yeah.
It'll come with time.
We're pretty. I don't want to say content, but we're very comfortable with how we are now in our performing and our songwriting and all that sort of stuff and how we play. But we would never ever say we've got it all and this is it and we're happy. You know, we want to evolve. We want to be constantly changing and pushing ourselves and challenging ourselves musically. So if someone was to come along. I mean, we had someone play cello with us on a few gigs, which was really cool, beautiful, really suited the music. If a violinist came along and said, oh yeah, we want to play, we'd be like, yeah. We wouldn't be, you know, this is our little and you can't join us, or you know. So,
well, one touch on some of the kind of influences on the band, because when I was listening, when you were on before, it reminded me, because on the little write up on the guide, it says a kind of Lynchian kind of thing going on, but one thing I got from it was kind of like music for like a Carmack McCarthy novel, you know. There's it's quite a cinematic kind of sound as such, you know, and it's kind of bluesy, and you know, it has that kind of, I suppose, desert feel to it when you're watching it. I mean, what are the kind of things, you know, do you get inspiration from?
Well, we do watch quite a lot of films, actually, which is quite interesting. Like Werner Herzog is like one of our, you know, collectively it's one of our favourite directors, and Lynch as well, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which, you know,
you might not
always get that, but you know, we listen to a lot of, we've started listening to a lot of blues, like Lead Belly, that sort of thing, and the sound that he created with just such a minimal, well, it wasn't even a minimal setup, it was like far less than that. It's just like a guitar and a voice, and like, I guess, whatever they had to record it then. But he managed to say what he needed to say just with those tools that he had. So, and I think we're trying to do that with a really minimal setup, do something quite big. But
towards the end of the last song, it was sort of semi kind of post rock, like, you know, the big ending of the final track, and yeah, it seemed to create such a, you know, massive sound that it works there. It works very well. And one thing, the last time I actually saw you guys was in a performance of Buffy the Vampire Slayer's Once More With Feeling, which you did at the Railway, and being a bit of a Whedonite, it was absolutely brilliant. And I know a lot of work went into doing that, but you look like you just loved every minute of it.
Yeah, a bit obsessed, definitely. Yeah, that was definitely an experience that
Buffy taught us a lot as people, and and the way she is, it's like you can apply that to yourself and be a better person.
That's too cute.
That's very, you know, yeah, motivating, you know. Yeah. So if people want to find out some more about you, where can they go?
The usual outlets. Yeah, I mean, I think just going back on everything, so I'll just talk for half an hour. The gigs, the releases last year were a really good experience, and you know, it was fun doing it. But ultimately, since then, the gigs and residencies and just any different sort of place, environment, has almost become a way of releasing our music live, if you know what I mean. And that is just a progression that has helped us, and it's something that we try and obviously promote through the usual Facebook, etc. But yeah, ultimately it's all about trying to get people to come and see us play, because, you know, it's a cliche, but live is always going to be different to something you can listen to, usually not even in your own home anymore, but on your stereo, on your phones, headphones, whilst you're on the train, etc. It takes you away, but it's nothing like seeing it live.
And it is, I mean, yeah, I must, like I said, I've seen you guys a few times down the years, and it's always been superb. It's always been absolutely, yeah, it's just a great fun. So what plans? So, you know, speaking about album, you got some more gigs in London coming up as well. Is there any other stuff that you know, that kind of ambition that you want to do and that you want to work on?
I think recording an album that's a real piece of art and not just some representation, like a cheap representation of what we do, which has been like digitized and stuff, because that stuff, like, you hear so many bands, and it really makes me feel sick, like, when I hear a lot of things on the radio today, and just, yeah, doing that, man.
Cool. Okay, well, I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very, very much, and good luck for the future.
Thanks.